In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since this past Sunday was the Feast of All Saints, we now have again the Sunday Mass on this week, and on this day of the week. And today we see a very fascinating and consoling story when Jesus raised a dead girl from dead and returned her to his father so that she might continue living. And before he committed or made this great miracle, people didn't really believe that he could do anything for this poor family. If you remember from our October Rosary devotions, one of the sorrowful mysteries tells that when Jesus was cruelly crowned with the crown of sharp thorns, the cruel people laughed at him. And that's what happened in today's gospel as well. The people who had seen this girl dying, they laughed at Jesus when he said that she is not dead, she is only sleeping. And as the Bible said, they were laughing him to scorn, thinking that he was crazy, and he thought himself to he must be able to do something impossible. But this girl's father, named Jairus, he had an admirably strong faith to Jesus. This Jairus was a very powerful man, head of the synagogue, that is the Jewish congregation, and he was facing a great sorrow when his beloved daughter died. But this man humbled himself. He had heard about Jesus and all the great and wonderful miraculous thing he had done during his ministry. Jairus knew that if there was anybody could help him and console him in his sorrow, that was Jesus. And he went to see Jesus and asked and begged him that his beloved daughter would go back to life. And because Jesus was so impressed with Jairus' faith, he committed this miracle and returned the girl back to life. This was a great moment of trial to Jairus, but because he trusted Jesus, he received her back. And children, when in your life you have some difficulties or sorrows, always remember this same rule that you should also do what Jairus did, go to Jesus and ask him to console you, because he is the one who has made you. Here he is your beloved, here is your helper, and he is your true friend. How immensely grateful this girl must have been to Jesus, because now she had regained her life. She could continue living in her father's house, and she could continue living knowing that also her father had received such a great news and had had such a strong faith for our beloved Redeemer. And when you grow up, always learn to show your affection and appreciation to Jesus. It happened one time many centuries ago that another girl fell greatly in love to a man and was ready to follow him to the ends of the world. During the times of Crusades, one brave English man from London named Gilbert Becket went to a crusade, but he was taken prisoner by a rich and cruel enemy. This enemy made Gilbert work hard and during night and day, and then for the night locked him in the prison. But the daughter of this cruel man noticed Gilbert working, and she told him she was sorry for him and wanted to help him because she had come to love him. And one night she gave Gilbert money, let him out of the prison, and told him to hurry back to England, where she would follow him someday. and weeks and months went by until the princess could wait no longer. She finally got on a boat and made her way to England. But now to find this young man she was in love, that was quite a job. She did not know any English at all, and all she knew was his name, Gilbert Beckett, and the town where he lived, London. He had taught her those words before he returned home, and she remembered them, kept on saying them repeatedly, over and over again, on the boat, on the rough road to London, and through the streets of this big city. Gilbert Beckett, London. Gilbert Beckett, London. And she said it to everyone she met, and people began to repeat the words until one day they found his home, that is, the home of Gilbert Beckett, and told the princess. He ran out and caught her in his strong arms, and they were married soon after, and they became the parents of a very great man, St. Thomas Becket, who became an archbishop, a saint, and a martyr. Dear children, when you show your love and affection to Jesus during your life, and very often repeat his holy name, he, that is your beloved, will come to your aid. He will come to help you in your difficulties. He will come to console you in your sorrows. And as we heard from the Gospel, and as you heard during October devotions, Jesus also had to face persecution. He had to face that people, evil people, were laughing him when he only wanted to do good. If that should ever be your part in world, that people laugh at you because of your faith and because of your want to be good, remember how Jesus was also laughed. He was laughed when he did good, and he faced something much worse than laughter. He was cruelly tortured and put to death. But because as you retain your strong faith to him, you also will receive a great reward from him. As Jairus, who had a great faith, received his beloved daughter back, you also, because of your great and strong love for Jesus, you will receive the greater reward. Jairus got his daughter back, but you children, you will receive something much greater and better, that is the place in heaven, and you will see all these great saints and all these good predecessors of you in the road to sanctity, which we celebrate this week, all the blessed and the saints in heaven. May God bless you, children.